Hey beautiful people, welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. Today, I want to take a moment to appreciate our sponsor who is contributing to the growth of the show. We are glad to have AgriMarket Square, who is actively connecting farmers to value chain actors in a transparent marketplace here in Nigeria. For more information, kindly visit agrimarketsquare.com. And now, the business of today. We want to look at the relevance of robotics in agriculture. And we are taking a deep dive into this topic because we believe that as technologies emerge, they are meant to play key roles in the agriculture space, mainly because it is the mainstay of many countries' economy. If there's a better way to give us the food that we need, we love food, right? Then we should be embracing technology as players in the agricultural space. And to give us a better understanding of robotics and the role it is playing in the agricultural space, we have with us Anna Maria Stanku of EU Robotics. Hello, Anna. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Hello, Sharon. And thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I mean, I've been looking at your LinkedIn profile for a long time now. And when I thought of robotics, I said, yes, this is the right person to call. Thank you so much for joining me again.
Sure. Anytime.
Of course. So tell us a bit about you. I mean, what has your experience been in the agricultural sector?
I will start first by saying that my background is actually in NGO work. I for 20 years I worked in human rights. For the last 5 years, I decided I like robotics a lot and I entered this field. And for 2 years now, I work in robotics in agriculture, which I also like a lot. And actually, today I just came back from a field. I went there to understand better the agriculture operation so I can understand better what robots can do. I can tell you for sure that robots will have an increasing role in agriculture from now on. Not only robots, but other technologies like IoT sensors or precision agriculture platforms with images from satellite and so on. So yes, definitely technology will be a must in the near future in agriculture if we want to produce as much food as we need in the next years.
Oh, wow. Thank you. But what's actually prompted you into going into robotics? Was it just was there a flair or something?
Actually, I always liked technology, but coming to know a few robots, I initially started with awareness for children regarding programming and robotics to prepare them for the future job market. But after seeing many robots and learning about programming, I realized that it's actually a field that allows you to be creative, which sometimes comes of a shock because everybody thinks of hardware, engineering, and programming as not being the most creative field, let's say. But I can tell you after these years and watching what's happening around the world is that with the technology that we have today, basically we can do pretty much what we need or what we like. The only problem is a question of money. How much are you willing to pay for such a product? So basically, from my point of view, it's creativity, it's limitless in this field. And now I'm not talking about agriculture necessarily, but also about other fields like retail, like education, industry, you name it. Any field can have some robotics in it.
Okay, so you have said that robotics will play a very key role in agriculture. So what are those pain points of farmers that you think robotics has come to solve?
I'm not very familiar with the situation in Nigeria, but I can tell you what's happening in other countries is that we don't have enough human resource to work in agriculture anymore. So basically, even if farmers are not that willing and open to embrace the new technologies, in the end they will have to, because technology can help the gap where they can't find any more people to work in the agricultural side. More and more, if you're looking at the statistics, data shows that people are going towards the urban area, and there are very little number of them that remain in the rural area to actually work the land. The more we develop our society, the less we are inclined to do the hard work in the land. So this is where robots can actually help. You probably saw lots of tractors that now have precision agriculture embedded in them, or for example, semi-autonomous or even almost autonomous tractors. That will be the future. But nevertheless, what I believe is that machines will not go unsupervised in the field. They will need an operator just to stay there and supervise, at least for the next years. What I can tell you is that this technology, it's already available. We, for example, integrated some weeks ago an intelligent wheel for the tractor, steering wheel. So basically, we take an old tractor from, let's say, 2000 or 1997. We take out the traditional steering wheel. We put a new one, which is digital, a screen and two sensors, and we can turn it into a semi-autonomous tractor. Why is that important? Because in the end, the question is, why should I do that if I still need an operator in the tractor? And the answer is because it gives you more precision. Basically, what operators do now when they work the field, they establish their own straight line, drive on it, and then when they turn, they establish a new straight line. But they have to figure out in their own eyes if it's the right distance or not. These semi-autonomous tractors allow you to make sure that you don't do, for example, the same treatment for the same piece of land. So basically, when you turn the tractor, you are sure that you're not putting treatment on the same area, small area, where you just did the treatment. That's why it's important.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. With the look of things, so many persons may think that robotics would, the use of robots rather would take so many out of jobs, but I don't see it that way. But maybe you want to say something on that, because I think that it's about upgrading yourself to be able to make use of those robots to work. So it's just about following the chain and what is happening. I mean, following the systems. But I think if you have something to share on that, that would be really interesting. So people can know that robotics or the use of robots on the farm doesn't really take you out of job.
Thank you so much for this question. It's a great one, because everybody believes pretty much what they see on TV, and not always what we see on TV or in the news is true. We have to understand that robots cannot take the jobs of humans as we know them. They can only pick up particular tasks that humans are doing. What does this mean? That a robot can, for example, pick up a cup of coffee and put it somewhere, but a robot would cost more to pick up a coffee, put it down, and pick up an egg, let's say. That's because robots are made especially to do repetitive stuff for lots of times and a lot faster than humans. What does this mean? It's not that we are replacing the humans, but we are taking some tasks from the human and we allow that human to do other stuff. For example, in industry, let's say, we have soldering robotics arms. But in order to do that soldering, there are many people behind it. You will see that in factories which are completely automatized, there are still people. That's because robots are not yet that smart so that they can do all the work that a normal person can do. And this is what we have to understand. And I'm pretty sure all of you have smartphones. You saw that every time your phone blocks at certain times. Okay, you cannot open an app or something blocks on it, or the GPS is not working, or stuff like that. Well, imagine having lots of phones connecting to each other because robots are about that, connecting different devices and making the mechanics work. So there's always a large risk of failure, especially if you put the robot in, let's say, in a field. Now, the robots that you see in agriculture, for example, are robots that are still in prototype because we still need to find the right balance between what the robot does and the energy it uses. Because, for example, if you want a robot that sprays and you want it to spray a large surface, it needs to be heavy to carry a lot. If it carries a lot, you need a large battery, which means you will have a huge robot. What we do now, for example, but this is a technology that's been here for years and it's already been improved, it's drones. You can, for example, make drones are also a type of robot because it gets controlled digitally and it also has hardware. Basically, now there are some drones that have a tank of, let's say, 20 liters in which you can put pesticides or different treatments for the plants, and you can spray it from the air. But the battery to do such a treatment lasts somewhere around 20, 30 minutes. So that means you need to have a person who receives the drones, change the battery, reload the reservoir of the drones, and then send it back. So we are not yet, and I don't think we'll be in the near future, at the point where we can say we'll just send the drone to do our work and do the treatment for the plants without any help from humans. We are far from that.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's interesting. At least everybody knows now that you're not losing your job because, I mean, I think that has been the mindset, that has been the thought of so many persons, if I'm not mistaken. Many people
Yes,
think
but
that.
I would like to also make one mention. The people that are helping the drones need to have some digital skills. That's why any technology goes hand in hand together with people who have digital skills. This is the importance. They are not going to take our jobs, but if you don't have the necessary digital skills, and this is actually where the focus should be. If you don't have the necessary digital skills, you won't be able to work with the new technology. So it will be difficult to find a job. That's why what we also do, besides promoting this technology, we also promote a lot digital education in schools, because that's how you prepare the people for the labor market of the future.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. And that's really my thoughts. When it comes to technology, it's very important that people follow up with what is happening, because at the end of the day, you may just be left aside because you're not up to date with what is happening. So it's really great that you're taking time to put out training on this subject matter, because I think that's really important. If you want to really get involved in tech, you have to really follow up. It's just like farmers and the middlemen and all of that with blockchain. So people think that because blockchain has come into the picture, middlemen would be losing out on their jobs. But I think that the middlemen can also upgrade. Keep up with what is happening with blockchain, and then you can really follow up, because we want a transparent chain. So the blockchain has come to make that easy for us, and it's just really important that we follow with what is happening. So thank you so much for joining the show today. We've come to the end of today's episode. I really appreciate you coming on the show, and to my lovely listeners, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you too for this invite, and I hope to stay in touch, and maybe I can keep you up to date with new technologies that appear in this field.
Of course, of course, of course. Most definitely. We are putting out relevant information on our Let's Talk Agriculture page on LinkedIn. And I'm sure so many will be following us right now. And that's the best platform for you to share this with our listeners out there. Thank you
Thank
once
you so
again.
much, Sharon.
Thank you. So, guys, you know what to do. Quickly follow us on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook. The handle is Let's Talk Agriculture. Thank you so much. I love you. And stay tuned again. Bye bye.